10:23, yeah. One of us is on time.
He'll turn your hymnals to 337. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Do you need light?
Nah. I'm good. He might need light up here, though. And we can stand, or we don't have to. It's up to you. Are we on yet? Okay. It makes you a little nervous. I'm sorry. I'm not a nervous person, but I'm not internet comfortable. Thanks. Okay. Here we go. Ready? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. This is a special day in the life of Mount Zion Road Church. On Palm Sunday, we celebrate Love Feast. And today we're going to be doing communion here, but folks at home, families at home, are going to be celebrating Love Feast. And for those of you who are not aware of what we do in our church, we wash feet, which is remembering the humility of Jesus when he washed the disciples' feet. Also, we have a fellowship meal. We sit around and have fellowship and a common meal. And lastly, the bread and the cup, we take communion. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Folks at home will be celebrating Love Feast. And I just want to give you some instructions as we do this. The feet washing is going to take place first. And Zane is going to be leading some worship singing. And as he is leading this worship singing, this is your opportunity to wash one another's feet at home. After we do that, we'll have scripture, a message, special music, and then we will have communion. And I hope that you're able to take communion at home as well. So thank you for joining us this morning. We look forward to this special time. But so after I pray, Zane will come and lead in worship singing, and this is your time at home to wash one another's feet. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love. Thank you for demonstrating your great love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What can wash our sin away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We come this morning, Lord, to honor you. As you were honored, you had a supper with your friends before, only days before you were giving your life on the cross for us. We want to honor you this morning. And we do that daily. But this is a special time, Love Feast, when we honor you and all that you are in our lives. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and just to anoint this time, bless this time, and glorify the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In thy name, amen. And now as Zane comes, it's your time at home to wash one another's feet.
Jesus, my heart will sing, no other name. nothing compares to your embrace. Light over forever lay. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light over forever lay.
Down.
and shake before him. The demons around him feed at the mention of the name.
Thank you, Zane. Before I get to this morning's scripture, just want to go forward a little bit to the Last Supper, the Passover meal that Jesus shared with his disciples as you were washing feet at home. We're reminded of this scripture in the Gospel of John 13:1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Jesus, having loved his own, the great I am that we just sang, the great I am, took out his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, got on his hands and knees, and cleaned and washed his disciples' feet. And so that's what Love Feast is about. As we honor Jesus with Love Feast, we are mindful of his humility, and we're mindful that we are called to the same humility. If you'd like to follow along, I'd like to share from the Gospel of John, chapter 12. Six days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Now, if you look at the other Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, there's a more than average likelihood that this took place in the home of Simon the leper. Not in Lazarus's home, but in the home of Simon the leper. And so, as Jesus, it's amazing the courage of Jesus, and the his heart is set upon. His chin was set like flint, I think it says in Isaiah. But the courage of Jesus, he knows they're plotting to kill him. And here he's coming in and he stays with his friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He visits them, but Simon the leper, it's probably the home of Simon the leper, if you look at Matthew and Mark. Because the same thing happens with the anointing of the perfume and the oil. In Matthew and Mark, they talk about her anointing his head. And of course, John zeroes in on the feet. She probably anointed his whole body. But if you think about it for a moment, this is a way to honor Jesus. And that's what Love Feast is. It's a way to honor Jesus. It's not piety to come to Love Feast. So we're pious people because we do Love Feast. Nothing close to that. We humble ourselves and we honor Jesus by doing the things that he did. And of course, washing his disciples' feet is part of our Love Feast as we humble ourselves and wash one another's feet. So this was a dinner, it was a supper, it was a big thing. There's a table, they're all reclined at the table. You can see Jesus, he's the guest of honor. He's at the head of the table. Well, Love Feast, Jesus is the head of the feast, amen? Jesus is, honoring Jesus. He's the head of the table. But you can only picture this. You have, who knows, on the right and on the left. But I don't think the disciples are there. I think that it's probably Lazarus and Simon the leper. You know, it's Simon the leper's house. And it's Lazarus, and they're sitting on the right and the left. And this is just my interpretation. We don't know that exactly. But, you know, two men. One had died, and Jesus brought him back to life. And the other one was living a death sentence with leprosy, and Jesus healed him. And so you have Jesus sharing this meal with his good friends and those who know him as Savior. They wanted to honor Jesus. It seems like Mary, pick it up with verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the whole house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. It appears that Mary had a sense. It appeared that Mary had a sense that this is the last time that they would have such a friendly gathering with friends. And so she just poured out everything. She poured out everything that she could do. She humbled herself. No woman in that day would let down their hair in front of men. And yet she did that. She had this about a pint of expensive perfume, and she broke the bottle, and according to Matthew and Mark, she anointed his head. The anointed one, Christ, is Greek, which literally translates the anointed one, and Messiah, Hebrew, which literally translates anointed one, and here she's anointing the anointed one. And the anointed one, the great I am, is letting in, and the others aren't happy with the whole thing. Mary knows exactly what she's doing. She's showing her devotion. That's what Love Feast is. It's a reminder of our devotion to Jesus as we honor Him with our lives. But the other disciples, Judas Iscariot is the main character here. But you can see the other disciples objected too if you go to the other Gospels. But Judas Iscariot objected. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, a keeper of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was put in it. And so here you have Judas Iscariot, who's been with Jesus for 3 years, and yet, you know, he's one of the number of disciples, but he's not one with them. He's not one with Jesus. He has his own agenda. And here you have him speaking up. And he objects to the devotion of Mary. He objects to her devotion. It's her perfume. She can do what she wants with it. And he objects. And he gives this lame excuse. He has no intention. He could care less about the poor. "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial." And within days, Jesus would be crucified. He'd be nailed to a cross for our sins. And so, this anointing. Interestingly enough, if you were convicted of being a criminal, there would be no anointing at your burial. Those who were not criminals could be anointed at their burial. But if you're a criminal, no anointing for you. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he has raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. In Simon the leper and in Lazarus, we can see ourselves as we celebrate Love Feast. We can see ourselves. We had a disease. We have a sin nature. It's a spiritual disease that only can be conquered by the blood of Jesus. There's the only cure. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No good works. No wishful thinking. No extra knowledge in your head. Just the blood of Jesus. And so we are like Simon the leper. We've been healed. Hallelujah. We've been healed by the blood of Jesus. And just like Lazarus, we've been raised from the dead. We've been raised from the dead. Amen. We're children of the King. We're citizens of the kingdom. And so we celebrate Love Feast to honor Jesus. That's it. We want to honor him. I'd like to share one more thing before Cynthia shares special music. There are probably only two people in this room, or maybe on this live stream, although Georgia may be watching, who would know the name Albert Osborne. Albert Osborne was the 6th general of the Salvation Army. There's only one general at a time for the International Salvation Army. And he was general between 1946 and 1954. The International Salvation Army is headquartered in London, England. And so that's where he was. He was headquartered in London, England. In 1947, on November 20th, he was invited to the wedding of Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip. That's the kind of relationship he had with King George VI. And then in 1953, he was at the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. But the folks in the Salvation Army, Albert Osborne is remembered fondly as the poet general, because he wrote a lot of songs that appear in the Salvation Army songbook. And I want to read one of those songs, the lyrics to one of those songs. It's entitled, "My Life Must Be Christ's Broken Bread." And to me, this sums up Love Feast. It sums up communion. Because Love Feast isn't twice a year. Love Feast is every day. Love Feast is every day as we honor Jesus with humility and service, with fellowship and friendship, and with communion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But this is how... Now, they didn't do Love Feast in the Salvation Army, but this would be... This is the way he would describe it. The poet general writes, "My life must be Christ's broken bread, my love his outpoured wine, a cup o'erfilled, a table spread, beneath his name and sign." "That other souls, refreshed and fed, may share his life through mine." Verse 2, "My all is in the Master's hands, for him to bless and break. Beyond the brook his wine press stands, and thence my way I take. Resolve the whole of love's demands to give for his dear sake. Lord, let me share that grace of thine, wherewith thou didst sustain the burden of the fruitful vine, the gift of buried grain. Who dies with thee, O Lord, O Word divine, shall rise and live again." And so, as we prepare to partake of communion this morning, we will be doing it here, but at home, please have your bread and your cup ready. Before we do actual communion, Cynthia is going to share special music this morning. It's entitled, "Forgive Me."
As I hold your broken body and drink your bitter cup, help me realize the depth of your redeeming love. And for all
as we prepare to take communion this morning at home. Now would be the time for the bread and the cup. And I just want to open in prayer before we take communion today. Jesus, you said, I am the bread of life. And you are the true vine. Thank you, Lord, for the cup. Thank you, Lord, for this grape juice, the fruit of the vine. For Israel, it often meant bounty and joy. And we're so eternally grateful, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body. Thank you for your courage, your humility, your sovereignty. I am. We thank you, Lord. And now as we partake of communion, sovereign Lord, as we draw near to you, we know that you will draw near to us. Bless our communion, we pray, in Jesus' name. And for his sake, amen. Invite you to please get bread. God's holy word says that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he thanked the Father, he blessed it, and breaking it, he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And the words of affirmation, "This bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. You may eat the bread." feel free to take the cup. In the same way, Jesus took the cup and blessed it and offered it to his disciples and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is given for many for the forgiveness of sin." The words of affirmation, this cup which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. You may drink the cup. Sovereign Lord, thank you. Thank you that we could honor you, Jesus, this morning. And we pray that we would honor you every day. To exalt your name, to exalt your person, to humbly seek you, to have communion with you, to have fellowship with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you invite us in. And we are so grateful for all that you are and all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for our time of love feast. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have a closing song, but before we do that, just want to announce and there'll be cards going in the mail. Hopefully I'll get them in the mail tomorrow. Wrote them out yesterday. One of the things I'd like to do as a congregation is to read scripture together. So starting April 9th, we will be reading, or you're invited, 7 Psalms a day, beginning on April 9th. And as a congregation, we'll be reading those Psalms together. So April 9th, we'll all be reading 1 through 7. 10th, 8 through 14. And so we're all invited to do that. You'll see that in a card. Cynthia and I are so very blessed to be part of a congregation that is firm in God's holy word and just strong and faithful. And we are missing each one of you, and this will pass. In the meantime, we trust in the Lord our God, and we know we will get through this. So God bless you, and we're going to have a closing song, and then a benediction.
Just 2 thoughts that came to mind this morning for some reason as we were going through everything was, I'm not worthy, I'm not able.
Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this fruit. Just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, oh, when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me
Thank you, Zane. We're going to conclude this morning's service with a song benediction. And we just want to say God bless you, and we're keeping each and every one of you in our prayers. So our benediction this morning will be a song.
Oh, Father, let the love remain. Oh, Son, may I thy likeness gain. Oh, Spirit, stay to comfort me. Oh, try.